You mentioned heads of cabbage. Would you? How else might you use the term heads?
Heads of lettuce, heads of cabbage.
If not talking about a vegetable necessarily.
Black heads, white heads.
Well, no, heads of something. Heads of something else.
State.
Okay. What about, heads of counting something, a large group of something, you would have a certain number of heads.
30 heads in a row.
Meaning what? 30 heads of
30 people.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Count heads. Mm-hmm. Count them here and here.
Okay. If somebody had, say, 12 children, would you say they had 12 heads of children?
Well, I certainly would not.
All right. Okay.
Sounds tacky.
Okay.
I have 12 heads coming over today.
what would you call then a large number of children? If he's got 12 children, he's got a whole
brood.
All right. Would you ever use the word passel?
No, not sure. No. I would use the word period.
Mm. Have you heard it?
Oh, yes.
In what way?
Passel of something to do, or just referring to a large number of something or a lot of something.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you call the outside of the ear of corn?
Husk. That's not what you call it. Shellings. Shuckings. Shuckings. That's what I call it.
Okay. That's
and hair. It has hair on it. Silk on it.
Mm-hmm. And what about the thing that grows up at the top? Same thing on a graduation cap.
A tassel.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a name for the kind of corn that you eat on the cob?
Corn on the cob.
Any other terms for that?
No.
Such as roasting ears?
Yeah, I've heard that.
Do you know what it is?
Yeah, they're corn, but I don't think you don't boil it. You have roasted ear corn, you roast it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Ever hear of mutton corn?
Heard of it, but never don't know what it is and don't use
it. What about the large orange fruit that you make pies and jack-o'-lanterns out of? On Halloween, you might carve a
pumpkin.
Mm-hmm.
Green.
No.
All right, go
that
ahead.
That was it, pumpkin.
Oh, okay.
Little yellow crook-necked vegetable.
Squash.
Mm-hmm. Other types of squash.
Zucchini.
Any others?
Yeah, I've heard of the squash, especially one in particular. I can't think of the name of it right now. Squash. Can't think of the name of it, but I know it's real common. Squash.
What are some kinds of melons that you know of?
Watermelon, cantaloupe, honeydew melon.
Do you know any types of watermelon?
Speckled. Speckled.
Okay.
I don't know. Thump them to see if they're right.
Have you ever heard of a mushmelon?
Mm.
Okay. What's a little umbrella-shaped thing that grows up in the woods?
Mushrooms.
Mm-hmm. What about the kind that you cannot eat?
Mm-hmm. What about them?
What would you call them?
Harmful, dangerous, poisonous.
Mm-hmm. All right. If you bought them in the store, they'd be mushrooms, and if they were growing wild, you might call them
toadstools.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The things that people smoke, little
cigarettes.
Or the bigger brown ones?
Cigars.
Okay. If somebody offers to do you a favor and you would prefer that he didn't because you think that you might have to do him a favor in return, you would say, I appreciate it, but I don't want to be
indebted.
Okay. If somebody asks you about doing a certain job and you're able to do it, you would say, sure, I
can.
All right. And if you're not able, you would say, no, I
cannot.
Okay. If somebody asks you at the end of the day to do some work,